34 witnesses have implicated Zuma in graft. He's also scheduled to go on trial next year for a slew of financial crimes. The former president has long argued for a chance to defend himself in public, but whenever he gets the opportunity to do so, he keeps quiet or falls ill. Last Thursday, Zuma went a step further when he walked out of proceedings.
It's quite clear that Mr. Zuma flouted the summons, lawful summons that had been issued to him to give testimony to the commission.
Lawson Naidu is director of the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution.
And he's walking out without the permission of the Deputy Chief Justice amounts to a criminal offence in terms of the Commissions Act. And on conviction, one is liable to a fine or a period of imprisonment or both.
Shortly after Zuma's walkout, his foundation issued a statement saying he'd rather go to jail than be bullied by an irregular, manipulated and unlawful process. Zuma has alleged the commission is biased against him. The president of the National Association of Democratic Lawyers, Mvuzo Notyesi, describes the wording as irresponsible, provocative and ridiculous.
One recalls President Jacob Zuma was the one who set up this commission and urged every South African to cooperate. He stated very well that he had confidence in judges of the Republic of South and did not doubt their independence. All of a sudden, when the decisions of the commission do not favor him, the foundation has an audacity to attack the institution that is set up in terms of the law and to undermine the integrity of the commission.
Zuma's supporters argue he's within his rights to refuse to testify at the commission, based on the precedent of former apartheid president P.W. Botha refusing to appear before South Africa's Truth Commission in the 1990s. This is a spurious position, says Notyesi.
You can't be right to commit an unlawful act simply because it was previously done. So there's nothing to compare here. We must focus on the fact that former President Jacob Zuma walked out of the commission, and that is a contemptuous behavior. Let's not involve side issues and irrelevant.
The commission will also approach the Constitutional Court with regard to Zuma's latest behavior. A very shrewd move, says Naidu.
I think it's seeking to circumvent a long, drawn-out legal process where if they were to go to the High Court, we'd have a series of appeals until the matter ends up in the Constitutional Court. By going directly to the Constitutional Court, they're seeking to try and fast-track this and get a decision from the Constitutional Court that makes it absolutely clear that Mr. Zuma has to respect and respond to a summons that is issued to him.
The commission has only 30 days left to run, according to law. There are indications that Zuma will employ his legal team to block his appearance by various means, including declaring that he's sick from undisclosed illnesses until the commission's mandate simply expires. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.